WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. British police call the deadly attack outside a synagogue an act of terror.
I'm Jewish and absolutely terrified.
Police say the attacker is dead and two others have been arrested.
I'm Vicky Barker in London on this holiest day in the Jewish calendar.
We just pray in peace. And what's happened has shattered that for the entire community.
A member of Manchester's Jewish community, after two people were killed and three seriously wounded in a car and stabbing rampage at a local synagogue. Security's been stepped up outside synagogues across the UK, and Prime Minister Keir Starmer has met with the panel that convenes in times of national emergencies here.
Well, here at home, chilling 911 calls have just been released. That call in Charlotte after a Ukrainian refugee was stabbed to death in an unprovoked attack last month on a city train. A 34-year-old man with a history of mental illness has been charged with murder. President Trump is threatening mass firings and suggests irreversible cuts to some programs as the government shutdown drags on. House Speaker Mike Johnson was on CBS Mornings.
The president and Republicans in Congress do not want a government shutdown. We are bending over backwards to prevent it because real people get hurt. The Senate Democrats, 44 of them, have now voted three times to shut the government down.
Democrats have blamed Republicans for the shutdown. An immigration judge has denied Kilmar Abrego Garcia's bid for asylum. He has 30 days to appeal. CBS's Michael Wallace tells us more shrimp is being recalled because it could be radioactive.
This latest voluntary recall covers shrimp sold in six western states by Seaport Products of Washington. The company says it's frozen raw, easy peel white shrimp, jumbo size 16 to 20 count per pound, may have been prepared, packed, or held under unsanitary conditions that could have led to contamination with cesium-137. That potentially cancer-causing radioisotope has prompted the recalls of hundreds of thousands of pounds of shrimp since August.
A new lawsuit has emerged just before tomorrow's sentencing of Sean Diddy Combs in New York. CBS's Cooper Lawrence.
While Diddy is about to learn his fate, a new lawsuit filed by former stylist Deontay Nash claims he too experienced sexual, physical, and emotional abuse. Nash told CBS Mornings he thought he was going to die.
I said, he gonna kill us. He is going to kill us.
Nash said he hesitated to come forward because the culture around Combs was to normalize violent behavior.
Everybody pacified it. So who are we gonna tell?
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 98 points. The NASDAQ is up 7 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine firefighter was hurt fighting that big fire at a vacant building yesterday. There were minor injuries. The Washington Avenue building was fenced off and had previously been deemed unsafe. Investigators are still looking into the cause, which could include arson. A 35-year-old Mount Pleasant woman has been charged after crashing into a school bus while driving under the influence Monday. Police say Raven Mata also had her 2-year-old child in the car. The bus driver was injured in the crash on Stewart Road. The 19 kids on board were not hurt. UnitedHealthcare and Ascension Wisconsin Hospitals failed to reach an agreement, so Ascension is now out of network for those with United Insurance. It affects several plans. The company say they will try to work things out. Flight for Life landed near the Dream Playground in Kenosha last night after a crash between a motorcycle and a car by Durango's on 22nd Avenue. We're working on learning more about what happened. And Governor Evers was in town celebrating the opening of the new Kenosha Innovation Center yesterday. It was funded in part by $14 million in state taxpayer dollars. The center aims to boost startups and jobs, making Kenosha a regional innovation hub. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General Manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for A.J. Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with A.J. and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have A.J. with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than A.J., high character individual. But I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations. I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, we're a ways out from that. So we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly sunny sky on tap for your Thursday afternoon and a southeast breeze. Highs warming to the mid and upper 70s. Tonight mostly clear skies and lower 60s. A much warmer Friday on the way with sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now it's 67.
And here we go with another multi-state keyword. Help you win the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest here on WRJN. This time, the word is Apple. A-P-P-L-E. Apple. Use the Civic Media app and get it to us before noon. That's what this word expires, noon today. And if you don't get it to us, don't worry. There'll be more chances before the day is out, but you could win $200 and gold jewelry before the day is out. And everybody who enters, whether you win daily or not, everybody who enters is eligible for those indoor club seats to see Minnesota and Green Bay battle it out in November. That's indoor club seats in November.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Have you ever seen the rain? We're in a dry spell right now. Is that good for the farmers harvesting or no? I'm not sure myself.
Someone told me long ago Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone.
There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day. Don't let's live.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, and a big game coming up Friday night. Oak Creek and Racine Case going at it under the Friday night lights. You can hear the game here on WRJN, sponsored by Lee's Deli and by Main Street Bakery. Pre-game 6:40, kickoff at 7. High school football on WRJN.
Union Grove Fall Fest is the place to be this Saturday, and Just Brew It has something special planned for the party. All throughout downtown, you'll find festival fun, a village-wide scavenger hunt, kids' crafts, live music, and fall photos. Then, stop by Just Brew It for the exclusive Fall Fest beverage, warm, cozy, and full of autumn vibes. It's the signature sip to celebrate the season. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It, downtown Union Grove. Proud to be part of Union Grove Fall Fest this Saturday. Don't miss it.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
My call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
she told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart and won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
It's WRJN.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. Your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause we
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Changes today for people that have United Healthcare. Ascension, Wisconsin is now out of network. That means All Saints in Racine, St. Francis in Milwaukee, and other Ascension locations and doctors now count as out of network for many plans. The split happened because Ascension and United couldn't agree on payments, with each blaming the other for the breakdown. For now, patients may still visit Ascension doctors, but they'll pay more. Both sides say they're open to working things out in the future. That massive fire in Racine at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue took place at a location already flagged as unsafe and at risk of collapse. The Racine Fire Department says they're not ruling out arson as the cause of the fire in the building on Washington Avenue near Packard. Firefighters were initially called to the fire at around 3:30 yesterday morning. One firefighter had a minor injury. Officials are still investigating the cause. A lot of folks in Kenosha have driven by and have seen it go up. Now it's open. The KIN on the bottom of the building put up in the former Chrysler site stands for Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. There was a grand opening there yesterday, and the governor stopped by to celebrate. The Kenosha Innovation Center is a $23.5 million facility that aims to give local startups a place to operate and bring new life to a once-empty industrial area. Leaders say the project will boost Kenosha's economy for years to come. Just under half the money for the project came from state taxpayers through a program to help communities bounce back from the pandemic. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally a mostly sunny sky on tap for your Thursday afternoon and a southeast breeze. Highs warming to the mid and upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear skies and lower 60s. A much warmer Friday on the way with sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
It's WRJN. If you missed the multi-state keyword, I'll give it to you again. This hour, it's Apple, A-P-P-L-E. Get it to us before 12 noon, and that's when it expires. You could be a winner.
You got a smile so bright. You know.
Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. said to my wife, say I won't be coming home. Got a sucker new life. I said to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter for real. I press it to my wife.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you ever thought this lady sounds like Aretha Franklin, you've got it backwards. Aretha Franklin sounds like Fontella Bass. This song came out 3 years before Aretha had her first hit.
Rescue me.
Sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow. Keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. Spring, summer, fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know? Oh, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
What a voice. James Taylor, you've got a friend. You know, James Taylor could sing the phone book, and I'd be fascinated. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today on WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits. And a quick reminder that we're looking for your opinion all the time with a real easy question. What's your go-to tailgate entree? We'd love to know. Here we are in the bye week. So, what's your favorite tailgating entree? Let us know at the You're the Judge site on our website, wrjn.com. You're the Judge is sponsored by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides, at 888-999-6644.
Get ready for a night of pure funk and soul. The Genesee Theater presents a legendary double bill you won't want to miss. That's right, it's the horn-driven sound of Power of Power and the iconic funk of War live on stage. Hear all the hits, from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Don't wait. Power of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st. Get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's WRJN. She grew up in the great American Southwest in Tucson.
You and I traveled to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, the forest for the trees.
WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Deadly attack outside a British synagogue on Yom Kippur.
It's devastating to hear on the holiest day of the year for the Jewish community.
Two dead, three seriously injured.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. After this morning's car and stabbing rampage at a Manchester synagogue, Scotland Yard confirming...
Counter-terrorism policing has declared this as a terrorist incident.
Police are being praised for their speedy response. Three...